Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Wamoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Room 96 by Tyke, aka Tyke. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is
Room 96 by Tyke was released under H24 Play 2 on February 14th, 2023. Straight up Valentine's thing. It has 10 tracks, no features, and it runs about 31 minutes and 13 seconds with multiple producer placements that include Black Doe, Frank Clifshon, Nyajiko, Tudo Monroe, and Yannick Peraste. You get Blanks and Frank Boom on bass, Natty Keys on keys and piano, and the lead guitar by Yannick Peraste. And it's mixed by DJ Ness. You know what's crazy though? When I saw the title, I was like, Room 96. Okay, what's this about? And there's something intimate about, you know, it's probably a hotel room anyway. Room 96. And then when you actually loop it back, you realize Tyke was born in 96. So it's also referring to his year of birth. But definitely my first thought was this is going to be a very intimate love type album for sure. And looking at the album cover, I think I'm on the right track as well. So let's get into the music. The intro on the album definitely takes you back to that 90s R&B type vibe, where it's only 31 seconds long, but the feelings that it invokes, it kind of just gives you this journey back to the R&B of those days that was like right up there, and the style of music that was there. It just gives you an entry point. And then it goes straight into track 2, which is the title track, Room 96, and it confirms everything. You get that bouncy mid-tempo R&B, and it's unmistakable. And Tyke's voice just comes through confidently, and it's gripping. And as much as I cannot speak a lick of French, the chorus is quite catchy, and it's a sing-along type thing. One thing that's always been a signature in Tyke's music, whether he's doing, you know, that Afro love, almost like French Afro beat spinoff or something to that effect, is there's always a dominant guitar that's really, really sweetly played. And you get that on a number of songs on this album, Room 96, including Realize, which is actually about cheating. Then you get to a song like Encore, which is just all about seduction from start to finish. The beat in itself gets you in the mood. Like this song, that's the kind of song you want in the background. And you can't really run away from the reality, because he does mix English and French on the song anyway. So you get the idea of what he's going for, but the delivery is perfect for what the song is as well. The one song you probably would know from this album is Carry Me, which actually has two versions on this album. The original version as the lead single, which was released around early January this year, 2023. And then the acoustic version, which closes out the album. And I mean, it's a huge, huge track in his catalog, currently sitting at about 6.7 million streams on Spotify alone, which is pretty impressive considering that it's only been about a month since this song was released. I think the coolest thing about the acoustic version is they didn't just take all the audio from or the vocals from the original Carry Me and just slap on an acoustic guitar and just call it an acoustic version. They actually reworked it, so some of the parts you hear where maybe they might be filtered a little bit with some type of voice on the original, they actually like Tyke's vocals on the acoustic version and with no filtering and stuff, which sounds beautiful. It makes the acoustic version well worth listening to and just gives it that different degree compared to the original, which I always like. Tyke does step into that Afro realm anyway on a song like Lucky, and interestingly enough, when you listen to it, when you listen to the beat and how it starts, it's got that choral vocal that was popularized by Asake and continues to be popularized by Asake as a mainstay in 2022 and getting into 2023, of course. But one thing that stuck with me was the fact that I could hear Burna Boy on this type of song too. I just thought, you know what, if there was ever going to be a remix for this song, please Tyke, please get Burna Boy on it. As I got towards the end of the album, another track that really reminded me of that 90s era of R&B, particularly late 90s, was Je Me Souviens de Tout. And again, another sort of breakup song, cheating, blah blah blah. And it just made me wonder what happened, what transpired in his life or in his friend's life or whoever, for him to really conceptualize an album like this, because it's a lot of mixed emotions related to relationships or a relationship, but it definitely swings like a pendulum, from one side being, you know what, I love you, you're the sexiest person around, blah blah blah, and then it totally goes to the other side, which is like, look, I've been cheating for a very long time. My heart hasn't even been here. I've been here physically, but not emotionally. I don't know what's going on. I really don't know. But what happens is it gives us good music. So more of that, please, Tyke. All in all, I could say Room 96 leans more on the R&B soul side, far more than the Afro side. And that's considering all the 10 tracks that are on this album. As for how it fares, the sequencing is very good. You can listen to it from start to finish and not feel like anything is out of place. The music in itself is really rich and thought-provoking, almost like gets to your emotions if you're going through something like that with a cheating partner, or you're having really, really good relations with somebody you've just met and you're obsessed with them, that kind of thing. So there's something in there for everybody who's going through, you know, those relationship motions. As far as I have it, there are only a few artists who can release on or around Valentine's Day and make the most of it, and Tyke is one of them. He's one of the biggest stars out there, out of France, and also his connection to Africa, being of Cameroonian origin, makes it even better. He teases us with good music and dangles those emotions that we've likely faced at some point in our lives, to add that irresistible allure to the music. It is without a doubt that this is a certified album. This is going to endear him greatly, particularly with the his female fans, and this is the kind of music that the ladies love. So overall, I'll give this album Room 96 an 8 out of 10. Really well worked and brilliant for what it is, and great to take us into the rest of 2023. I'm keen to see what kind of visuals come with this album, because there's a good chance that we're gonna get something really, really well worked. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Nene.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.